Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley argues that while the president's March 28th plan would use voluntary strategies like expensive anaerobic digesters to reduce livestock emissions, he's skeptical
about the concept of regulating greenhouse gases until it's done through global treaty. It's especially difficult to do this on farms.
Now, EPA is barred from regulating livestock methane emissions under an annual appropriations rider, and GOP senators are urging the administration not to try to change that in its crusade against global warming. Grassley's asked EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy how much the voluntary plan would cost the average dairy farm, what other countries are doing on methane, and if global emissions could still increase even with the U.S. plan.
What we're after is some verification of what they're attempting to do, how they're going to do it. That will lead to a cost-benefit analysis, and we're trying to figure out exactly how intellectually honest the benchmarks are, and if it's voluntary, then what's the reaction if the voluntary goals aren't met.
Grassley said it's very hard to forget the White House just a couple of years ago tried, without success, to push cap and trade through Congress. The EPA back in 2008 did consider regulating ag-related emissions at a cost to a medium-sized dairy farm with some 100 cows of between $13,000 and $22,000 a year. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.